This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
Hello and welcome to Just Women, the weekly talk show on Brooklyn's Radio, when we spend an hour talking to some very interesting local women about subjects surrounding their work, lives, children, as well as their amazing experiences. I'm Anne Twist, and today I'm delighted to be working with the lovely Mandy Dynley.
Hello, Anne. Thank you. Yes, lovely to be back again. So always happy to be presenting on Just Women. I'm quite excited about today's show. More than quite excited, actually. We have three inspiring guests, and starting with Beth Capozzi from Darcy B's Room Sense. Then we have our second guest, Jackie Denyer from Professional Training Solutions. And third, we have Amanda Weller, Energy Alchemist.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Mandy. And so to start today's show, I'd really like to welcome our first guest, Beth Capozzi. Welcome, Beth.
Hello.
Hello. Good to have you on the show. Now, I met Beth for the first time about 2 weeks ago down at the Weybridge Bake Off, or Cake Off, should I say, down on Monument Green. And I was running around talking to some stall holders, and there was Beth with a stall of very enticing looking goodies, including candles and body lotions and all sorts of things. So that was a great opportunity to get you on the show. So just before we start, you know, talking about that, you know, what were you doing in a previous life? Because you haven't been doing that very long, have you?
No, I haven't. Up till recently, I was a home mum.
Okay.
And so I turned my hand to various things as home mums do. You know, I baked cakes and I made jewellery and did all the crafty things because I could work around the children.
Yeah.
But this year, my eldest has gone off to university and there was a bit of a hole that I needed to fill.
Okay.
And I just thought, let's try something.
Yeah, fill that emptiness with candles.
Absolutely.
Okay. So you are part of Darcy's. I've misunderstood. I was thinking it was your brand, but it's you're part of a
larger business.
Larger business.
I represent sort of like between London and the South Coast for Darcy's candles. They're based up in Ayrshire in Scotland.
Love it.
So when I saw you down at Monument Green, was that your, I think it was your first event? Or did
it was my
wrong?
First event, yeah. Yes.
Okay. And yeah. It's a good experience?
It was fantastic. I really enjoyed it. It was a great atmosphere. The people were lovely. I met yourself. It made it a whole heap easier.
Oh, how lucky you.
That's good.
No, it was good. It was busy. It was, people were very, very open to learning. I didn't know whether there would be much sales going on because it's a sort of like a whole new concept to candles and things. You know, people are used to going into supermarkets and grabbing what they like off the shelf because it looks nice or smells nice or the packaging looks nice. Or, but when I started looking into doing something, and my daughter had relatively recently turned into being a vegan, and that sort of led me into the whole thing really. And I was absolutely horrified with the amount of chemicals and additives and things that companies are allowed to put into these products that we use every day, thinking that they're just a decoration, when actually they're actually poisoning us. Mm. And they're poisoning our children and they're poisoning our pets. And they're not told to tell us about it. And I was absolutely horrified that this was the case. And I just thought, you know what, I want to make a difference. I've got children, I've got pets, and I don't want to poison my kids.
What don't your candles have in that other candles have?
Because they have,
I've heard that Darcy's candles are fantastic for people that care about the environment.
Absolutely. They contain absolutely nothing apart from soy wax and essential oils. And that
and
is the
it.
Only thing that they contain. There's nothing else.
Wow.
As opposed to other candles, I mean, I know there are a lot of paraffin-based candles, but there is a trend now for more soy and rapeseed candle. But what else do they have then apart from the wax and the oils? Is it something in the oils that they're using that isn't...
They use the artificial aromas, and they're also tested on animals, you know, laboratory tested, and also on fish. They put it into the water to see what effect it has.
It's a huge problem at the moment, isn't it?
It's a huge problem.
Yeah.
They don't contain all the chemicals. They lots of companies, they use plasticizer that makes things slightly more pliable.
Sometimes you can smell that in a cheap candle. I don't know about you, Anne, but I can smell a cheap candle.
And in your makeup and your body products as well. It's all contained in that too.
I mean, I was wondering, you know, we've been talking only about candles. I know you do other products. So is it that the candles contain all these things which are tested on animals? I mean, I wouldn't have thought that would be the case because you're not putting them on your skin, really, are you? Apart from those candles that aren't designed for that.
Yeah. We do have a massage candle that contains shea butter also that you melt and you let it cool and then you can massage it into your skin. But they do contain all sorts of, just the candle and wax side of the product, they do contain all sorts of nasties that you really wouldn't want to be breathing in.
That's the issue, isn't it? So, because I've read up a little bit about this, is when the candle is burning, they're emitting things that are not healthy for us to breathe in.
Carcinogenic fumes.
Darcy bees,
they don't contain any of that at all.
Mm. And that's because it's essential oils and wax and that's it.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. And all the body lotions that we do, they're all totally chemical free. In fact, I tested, a lady came to me at the cake-off and said, you know, I can't use anything on my skin, I'm terribly allergic. And I sent her away with a little patch test and I said, try it. I said, and just let me know in 48 hours. And she came back and she said, absolutely nothing. She said, no reactions at all. It's great. And they do a perfume as well that just sinks into your skin and leaves it beautifully silky.
What's nitro musk? I was reading. That's something I've never heard of before. Obviously, musk.
No, I haven't heard of that.
What's
nitro? It's just one of the preservatives that are in most beauty products.
Okay. Yeah.
Which it a lot helps with the longevity.
Okay. Yeah.
And it makes things.
I know. No, don't. I understand completely.
Yeah.
What's your bestseller then?
My bestseller, strangely enough, is the Reed diffusers, and to men. I have been really surprised. Ladies like the candles. Men really like the Reed diffusers. That's maybe because they can just leave them and forget about them and just turn the reeds over.
Yeah.
But especially at the Weybridge Cake-Off, lots. The amount of men that came over and spoke, it was amazing. I'm willing to be educated. I find it fantastic who's willing to be educated and listen and learn. And
it's quite interesting you said that. I mean, you know, I was going to ask about how you've been selling apart from that event. Have you done any other events? Or
that was my first event.
I've
got another one coming up.
Okay.
But I sell on the internet. I have a website that I sell on. And I sell to local family and friends, and people come to my house, you know, if I know people. And I also have what I call my Darcy Bees, B-E-E's box, that I send lots of samples and books. And I give it to people to take into their workplace, and they can have a look and they can have a play around. And it's at the moment I'm just concentrating on spreading the word about, you know, we are here, this is what we do, and just trying to educate.
Yeah.
Because I think it's really important. You know, there's so much out there that we don't need to have. I think it's really important people know actually what goes on.
What's your biggest scent, your biggest seller as far as scents go? Fragrance. I know what my favourites are.
There's two that I would say are the biggest. There was one called Nectarine and Honey, which is a beautiful, fruity, vibrant, very energetic smell. And then the other one is called Mr. Darcy's Designer, which is quite a seductive smell.
Oh, okay.
We'll have one of those then, please.
Yes.
Did Colin Firth have any involvement in that one?
I wish.
So the business model is selling at events, selling sort of direct selling, and then on the website. So we wouldn't find these products in the shops.
Not necessarily.
No.
We are allowed to go into shops and put like a stand on a counter and sell like that, but we're not allowed to supply a shop.
Oh, so when you say a stand on a counter, it'll be like an advert?
Yeah.
Okay, a promotional.
Yes, absolutely.
Item. Okay, because I noticed on the website, if you want to order something, you can't have it dispatched straight away. Everything's made to order.
Everything's made, yes, handmade to order. Nothing is mass produced. So as the orders come in, they then make the quantity that they need, and they do it on a weekly basis. We're only allowed to actually put an order in once a week, so it does take a little bit more time. It's a little bit, not quite as accessible as the other high street products, but you know that you've ordered it, it's been made for you, and it's been delivered
so
straight away.
So you allow a little bit of time.
A little bit of time, yeah. Okay. I'd say sort of like 10 to 14 days from ordering it to receiving it.
Yeah, so it's not like a restaurant kind of way of making, sort of, right we've got a bath bomb and a candle, make it, you know, they save up the bath bombs and make a batch, and
absolutely.
Candles and a batch.
Yeah. No, it's all and all of it is hand poured as well. If you watch the owner Jackie, she has done lots of videos on YouTube actually, and she's walked you around where she makes it all, and you can see her sitting down laboriously, you know, putting in all the wicks and then pouring the hand, measuring out the quantity of wax and then pouring them in. It's a laborious task.
Yeah,
it's
you've got to be passionate about it.
You do.
So when you're out at an event where you met Anne, do you have some stock to sell then, so people can pick it up and
yes, I do,
and walk away with it? Because I think people love to pick things that I'm happy to wait if I love something, but I also like to pick it up as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. What I try to do is take various items from across the board so that I have things that I can show and I can offer. But then it's the on selling, you know, somebody would come back and then order it. So as long as I've got something that they can see, they can use, they can take away, then when they come back and they do maybe a bigger order or something, then I have to order it, because obviously I can't hold that much stock.
No.
I mean, you know, I'm not like a shop where I have a warehouse or anything like that. It is in my daughter's bedroom at the moment.
So you have like a seller's pack, pretty much. Take that to the events. Actually, it's a better way of doing it, because there's nothing worse than, I used to do these sort of events, loads and loads of stock to sell. So really, you've just got your kind of salesman's pack sort of thing.
I have added it to it myself.
Okay.
Because I like to have enough to offer people, because I like to. When you go to these things and you're walking around and then you go home and you think, oh, I've bought this, let's put it out. I like to do that. I wouldn't necessarily myself put in an order if I was walking around a fair or...
No.
I would like to take it home with me. So I like to hold some, which I've had to put together myself and then...
Yeah, and it's a good name, Adarsis. Yeah. It's great. I like it. I've heard it before, and I've seen it before. Only once or twice, I think, but I think it's really classy.
Yeah, it is. I hadn't come across it, so I misunderstood. When you said to me, oh, I started this in January, I said, what, completely from scratch? You said, yes. I thought, wow, she's really, you know, gone from January to May and got so much done in that time. I can believe it. All the, you know, all the product development and everything, all the testing, all the packaging.
No, fortunately Jackie and Claire have done all that.
Fair enough.
Do the good side.
So apart from the candles, we've mentioned the bath bombs, what other products can people find if they come to your website?
We do candles, we do wax melts that you put into a ceramic or glass warmer, which are beautiful, that they fill your room with such an amazing aroma. We do reed diffusers, we do body perfumes, we do shower gels, we do little aroma beads that you can put in, which is a small space scent that you can put into shoe cupboards or wardrobes or in your car or cupboards. They pretty much come in all the scents, so you know, if you have a favorite, you can have your bedroom smelling or your car, or and you can carry it on and yourself, you know, with the perfumes. It covers the whole board.
They have I know essential oils have therapeutic effects, don't they? So yeah, I should imagine if you're putting just pure essential oils in, how lovely and relaxing it is.
And with the candles as well, it's you get the ambience of the flame.
Yeah.
So you get the scent, the ambience, It's lovely. It's somebody walked into my house the other day and said, your house always smells so beautiful.
And did you sort of get involved in this because you were a user of the products? I mean,
no, I've never actually heard of the products before. I went in cold with it.
Yeah.
I was educating myself about veganism and vegetarians and things like that.
Oh, yeah, because of your daughter.
Because of my daughter.
Yeah.
And I was also at the time looking for something to bring some extra money in.
Yeah.
And I fell across the company and I started doing my research and I just liked what they stood for. You know, they're normal people doing normal things. It's not mass produced. She started in her kitchen, which, you know, she was amazing, absolutely amazing. And I just really liked the whole ethos of the company. And I thought, yeah, I'm going to give this a go. Mm. I like it. And it's gone on from there, really.
Do you have your own region or can you?
Nope. I can bring people into the business and we can, you know, cross over. There's enough people out there who it's a big business.
Excellent. Yeah.
Great. Okay. So we're approaching the end of our chat now with you, unfortunately. It always goes quicker than we always think. So I just wondered if you've got any sort of words of wisdom for anyone else sort of in your situation that wants to get involved in this or anything similar.
Go for it. I'd absolutely go for it. It's fantastic to be able to work around your children and your home life. And it's the satisfaction of knowing that you're educating people into something that will better their life and their health at the end of the day it's wonderful. Jump in both feet first.
Good. Well, thank you very much, Beth. That's great advice. And if any of our listeners would like to talk to you or want to order anything from you, what's the website address?
My website is www.darcybees.com.
Excellent. Thank you very much and all the best of luck with
it. Thank you very much.
So that was Beth Capozzi of Darcy Bees. We're now going to take a very short break, after which we'll be chatting with Jackie Denyer of ProTrain Solutions. So don't go away.
This is Just Women every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
Hair Mechanics is Surrey's premier hair and beauty salon group with two superior salons, one in the heart of West Byfleet and the second in the Bourne Valley Garden Centre of Addlesden. Hair Mechanics offers hairstyling and finishing, beauty and holistic therapies, nail treatments, tanning and electrolysis. For our office promotions, contact information and more, please see our website hairmechanics.co.uk or call 01932 350 877. Hair Mechanics, Surrey's premier hair and beauty salon group.
Brooklyn's Radio have teamed up with the Nomad Theatre Group to bring you Surrey Showcase, a new one-day performance festival coming this August, and we are on the lookout for the best talents that our local area has to offer. You could get involved with an act featuring music, dance, drama, poetry, comedy, magic, circus skills, the list is endless. But whatever you choose, visit our website www.surreyshowcase.co.uk to find out more information about the event and to sign up for your chance to join us and perform this summer. Surrey Showcase with Brooklyn's Radio and the Nomad Theatre Group coming this August 18th, 2018.
Brooklyn's Radio.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklyn's Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklynsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklyn's Radio. Just Women is just what you need.
Welcome back to Just Women. I'm Mandy Dynelly, presenting today with the lovely Anne Twist, and I'm delighted to welcome my next guest onto the show, Jackie Denyer from Professional Training Solutions. Hi, Jackie. Lovely to have you on the show. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about you and how you came to be doing what you are doing today?
I'm the MD of a local training company, Professional Training Solutions. We set up in 2006, so nearly 12 years ago this year. I used to work in the public sector on the other side, really, and we decided that we'd seen so much bad quality in terms of training and apprenticeships that there's definitely a niche in the market for us. And myself and our colleague worked from our bedrooms for the first 2 years. And we were born, really, and we have gone year on year from success to success. So It's been a hard journey, I'd say. Running your own business is never, ever easy.
No, I can imagine. And have you enjoyed it, though? Have you had time to enjoy what you're doing?
I love my job. I love what I do. I know that what we do makes a difference. Mm-hmm. And that is really key to what I do.
Anne's going to ask you a question.
Yeah, I was just going to say, so it was a colleague, female colleague, I think, wasn't it? And now you've got a team of...
I've got a team of 16 that works from our Farnham office, and a freelance capacity of about 30 people that works around mainly Surrey and London area, although we are now working with a couple of national clients, so expanding all the time.
Great. And all of those people, are they largely involved in putting the training courses together?
Well, it's government funded. So it's the back office stuff that does take as much time as the actual delivery. Unfortunately, bureaucracy is still there, live and kicking is what I'd say. But focus of our business is the quality of what we deliver.
Right. Okay. And so you say it's government funded. When you and your colleague sort of left public sector to do your own thing, did you know that you'd be able to sort of work on that basis with, you know, government funding or...
Yeah, so we started off when Labour was in government, and that was a time when funding was no object, free training was available, freely available. And so we've gone through quite a lot of transition from the Labour government to the Conservative government, and things have changed. The last year has been a pretty tough one. The whole apprenticeship agenda has changed, a lot more focus on larger employers with their levy payment, which is a new tax that came out last year. And that's been massive, and that's had quite a bit of impact. People like the NHS now have tax bills of an additional £1 million, so and they can use it, but only on apprenticeship training. So there's a lot of work that's been going on around those areas.
And how has that sort of affected, you know, morale in the office?
Well, we have been awarded our first NHS contract as of last month, so we're really excited about that. We're going to be working with the Royal Surrey Hospital to deliver training for their staff. We've been doing a lot around employability and helping people who are unemployed and further from the job market. And we've had some real success, particularly with the Royal Surrey, with 13 out of 14 people who attended one of our courses being offered jobs. So... it's about really making a difference, and a lot of them are actually women returners who have struggled to get back into the workplace, or they've decided to take a career change, and a lot of them do actually go into a caring environment, and because it fits around their own caring childcare needs. So the last year's been tough, but amazing.
All the more rewarding if it's a, you know, if it's more of an uphill struggle, I suppose.
Yeah, it's an uphill struggle. We've had so many changes to deal with, and how government deals with them, with apprenticeships and training of the unemployed, and particularly around in Surrey, where there's a lot more economically inactive people that actually do want to get out of work, but they're not classed as unemployed. So that's a massive audience. The unemployed is actually falling, and those that are able to work are probably quite the furthest from the job market. So there's a lot more work that we have to do on even more limited funding. But we're doing it, and it is a success.
Good for you.
What about the age range? Is it quite a vast age range? So you've got the young... I actually thought it would have been... healthier for apprenticeships at the moment because of the way the university situation is changing. Is that not...
Yeah, so there's such a big change. So we've had for apprentices from age 16 to 69, and they are aimed to upskill both existing workforce, so to change the knowledge and skills and behaviours of staff that need to that for their job and to continue in their job. And for the 16-year-olds coming back into the workplace, apprenticeships are a real option for them now. Mm. It means that they can be in the same place or even further, you know, higher up in the workplace than when their colleagues come back or their peers come back from university. Mm-hmm. So there's been the introduction of the degree apprenticeships, and that is going to make a real difference. So on the horizon are nursing apprenticeships, police apprenticeships. So it is a real alternative to going to university and racking up the bill.
Yeah, great. And this is from 16 or 18?
16. So all young people aged between 16 and 18 have to be in education and training, and that's usually an apprenticeship or they're in sixth form.
I think apprenticeships are great. I think they're fantastic. I think we need them, don't we?
Yeah, we do need them, and I think there's too much of a sort of a pressure on youngsters to go to university because it's the done thing, and it's not for everybody. And you know, we are ignoring all of those roles where we need those people in those jobs that you know you don't necessarily need to go to university to.
And they are amazing. That's all I can say. We have two in our workplace, about 16, two of our staff, and a third one who graduated this year and is now a permanent member of our staff. And, you know, they bring such life, such enthusiasm to the workplace. It's changed the environment. They have long-term careers with us. So, and I'd encourage any employer to really consider it. It doesn't work for everyone, but if it does, it's a great, you know, you have your workforce of the future, which is so important.
That's music to my ears, having, you know, 20 and 18 year old. Yep. I just, I'm absolutely, totally support apprenticeships. I think we should be, as you said, Anne, supporting them more.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite an interesting one, isn't it? Should they go to university? Shouldn't they? I mean, I'm finding at the moment I've got a 20-year-old son at uni and he's trying to find a place for his placement year.
Yeah.
And all these universities are offering these courses on the basis that there's a placement available in the placement year. There are so few. I mean, do you get involved in any of those sorts of...
So we're just starting to work with the University of Surrey for our management qualifications. So we want to offer people in the workplace real opportunities to progress. So we are offering a level 5 leadership and management apprenticeship, and we are talking to them now about how they can go on to level 6 and 7. The beauty of a degree apprenticeship is that you won't have the bill. Yeah. It is being 90% of it is being footed by government. So actually, why would you do a master's that's costing you $27,000 when actually you can do a master's as an apprenticeship? So I would encourage everyone to look at that. I think it's the future.
I agree.
I mean, the only thing I would say about university is it's the experience, isn't it? You know, 3 years away from home, you know, there's a lot of growing up that goes on in those years. I mean, but yeah, weighing it up with the bill.
I'd say a lot of growing up goes when you have to work 9 to 5. And actually, you know, that's schools don't necessarily equip our young people for that. Work ethic, I think there's a lot to be said about that. And I think we're turning the real people into men and women of our future. I have a son at university. He has 8 contact hours a week for £9,000 a year. And, you know, there's something to be said. Is that preparing our young people for the workforce of the future?
I suppose, in a way, it depends what you're doing as an apprentice and what you're doing for a degree. Yeah. Because, obviously, there are lots of jobs that you can't possibly get without certain degrees. So I think, in that sense, university is essential, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I think, as you say,
I think if you're going to be a surgeon, if you're going to be in the medical profession... or you're going to be a lawyer even. But now there's going to be an apprenticeship apprentice lawyer.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they've already started. KPMG, I think, are another organisation that are starting an apprenticeship accountancy.
Fantastic.
So there are alternative routes where your end objective of achieving that qualification is the same.
Yeah, well, that's great. So just sort of parking that for a moment, because I know you're here... one of the reasons you're here, you want to talk about you've got an event coming up, haven't you? I don't want to sort of get to the end before we talk about that. So tell us about your Women Leaders Academy launch.
So as part of our apprenticeship program, we have been working for the last year on a program aimed at women that will give them the qualifications and knowledge, skills and behaviours that leaders and managers need for the future. There is a massive gender imbalance. Only 32% of women are directors, and even in female biased organisations, there is still a gender pay gap because the top tier are still male managers. So we have decided, and we've been mapping this for the last 6 months, to offer a women leaders program. It's going to be a 2-year program. People will be able to go on masterclasses. They'll have a coach. At the end, they will achieve a Chartered Management Institute qualification. And all that's starting off and kicking off with a launch on the 11th of June, 6 p.m. at Fox Hills. And delighted to say that Fox Hills have been a great supporter of our event, as have Surrey Chambers of Commerce and their Women in Business program and the Women's Charter. And we're hoping to get about 100 women to the event and some of the amazing speakers. So yeah, Jenny Campbell.
Yes.
Jenny
yeah.
Campbell of... Well, Dragon. A dragon of Dragon's Den
yes.
Is coming to do the keynote speech. We've got a mumpreneur, Leanne Davis from Run Mummy Run. We've got the chief exec of Ashford and St. Peter's coming to do her talk, Suzanne. And we have got, and I'm really pleased, and this is through one of my apprentices making a contact, Claire Vivian from Dell, and she's the UK Vice President for Dell EMC. So,
wow,
a breadth of experiences. Some of them have so broken the glass ceiling, and I just feel so passionate about having this program and being around these women. And this program is something that I've wanted to go on.
So, yes, you know, I would too.
Yeah, it sounds great.
I am the accidental manager and leader, and I never thought I would be in this position. And I think most women are. It doesn't matter if you're a scientist or whoever you are. You may be good at your job or your vocation, but no one teaches you to be that leader or that manager. Mm. And this program is for you. This is going to take you to that next level.
I was going to say, who's eligible for this?
So anyone, come along anyway to the event. It's a great event. Come and hear these inspirational women speak. To be eligible, you just need to be employed. You need to be a resident of the UK because it's government funding. So government will fund 90% of this 2-year program of the Academy.
90%.
It's just a amazing opportunity. There will be masterclasses, there will be coaching, mentoring, keynote speakers. So, but I think the most important part of that is people will have the opportunity to work with peers. They'll get that advice and support, and I think it's something women in particular are really good at.
Fantastic.
I think this sounds great.
Yeah.
And how can come we along. How can we go along? Do we have to book a ticket?
Book online. So we are charging a booking fee, but I am delighted that Catalyst, which is a local charity that deals with mental health, and I'm talking to one other charity, are going to receive some of the proceeds of that registration fee. Mm-hmm. So I really want to make it, you know, it's about making it a really great event for women and
accessible
and the program accessible. This is the only time I think people are beginning to get government funding for such a program.
It's a year of the woman, isn't it? Because we had the suffragettes.
Was it centenary?
That's gone.
It
what
was.
A year for the woman.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's a big year. So all I'd say is to fellow business leaders is grab it with both hands.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to look that one up. So unfortunately, we're coming to the end now. So if anyone wants to sign up for that or have a look at anything that you do, what could you just let us know your website?
Yes. Yeah, so come along to our website. There's a booking form on there. Check out the apprenticeships as well. So it's www.protrain-solutions.co.uk.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Jackie, for coming on the show and telling us all about that. We'd love to have you on again in the future to hear how it's going, actually, because it sounds like a really great initiative. So that was Jackie Denyer of ProTrain Solutions. Time now for another short break, after which we'll be chatting with Amanda Weller. So please stay with us.
This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklands Radio.
Do you own or work for a company? If so, you'll know that finding and keeping customers is at the heart of your success. With OmniLocal Business Networking, you'll have a unique opportunity to meet up to 30 potential customers over breakfast and connect with their customers too. So come and try a meeting near you for just £12, including breakfast and a free training seminar. Meetings are fast, informal and most of all profitable. Telephone 07900 31 26 34. Or visit our website to learn more and see what people are saying about how we've helped them grow their business. Omni, that's O-M-N-I, Local Business Networking, where local businesses connect to succeed.
Do you have a leaky roof or dripping gutter? Then contact Roofcraft of Surrey. We are a family-run business who specialise in all aspects of roofing, from replacing a roof tile to a complete new roof, soffits, fascias and guttering. All work is carried out by qualified and professional craftsmen within tight timescales and budgets. And we are proud to belong to 5 official trade bodies, including Trust a Trader. Visit roofcraftofsurrey.co.uk or call 01372 889698 and be amazed at what we can do. Roofcraft of Surrey, keeping a roof over your head.
Hi, it's Jill Bennett. Why not listen in on Thursday afternoons between 1 and 4? I'll be playing lots of great tunes featuring classic hits from across the decades, news and events in Surrey, and your essential guide to a happier and healthier lifestyle. There'll be a guest each week sharing their experiences. So join me, Jill Bennett, this Thursday on Brooklands Radio between 1 and 4.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.
Welcome back to Just Women with me, Anne Twist, together with Mandy Dynley. Our third guest on today's show is Amanda Weller, who has been a guest on our show previously, but is here today talking about manifesting. Welcome back, Amanda.
Thank you so much, Anne.
Good to have you on. So tell us all about it. What is manifesting?
Well, manifesting is really just being able to create what you'd like in your life. So it could be that new car, it could be the promotion or the new client, or a new house, or travel opportunities. It could be about a relationship. Really, the scope is enormous. It's anything that you would like to improve in your life, and it's possible to help it come into your life with this manifesting technique.
Okay. Lottery win coming up, hopefully. So you've been practicing the technique on yourself and you've had some success, I think, this year.
Yes, I have. So I've focused on various areas of my life, but if we concentrate on my work focus, for example, I have had the intention to expand my career in a way that I actually couldn't imagine, but that would be very much congruous with what I do. So I use energy to help people feel better, energy healing. And so I wanted other aspects to come into my career, but I wasn't quite sure what. And at the time when I started this, I just purely had my one-to-one sessions with my clients as the thing that I do. Anyhow, I started using this technique, and, you know, not very long after I started, I am now in the midst of trialing a 6-week happiness program, and I am holding this manifesting workshop. I've booked the room at the Holistic Centre in Godalming, and it's going to be great. And I can't wait to share this technique because it has just been so powerful for me. Doors have opened in completely unexpected yet wonderful ways. For example, for work,
Day after tomorrow, I'm off to Greece for 5 days.
For work?
For work. I couldn't have predicted that. I have met, in the last week, I have had doors open from a work perspective with people I couldn't have imagined connecting with, but who are perfect for me going forward. So it's all, you know, there is potential there to play with this stuff and to, you know, have a happier existence, really, is what it all comes down to. And that's a big thing, whether I'm working one-to-one in my sessions or with this manifesting technique.
Well, how did you hear about it?
I read a book.
Really?
Yes.
So it's
not my stuff, no. But it's just such. It's very simple. It's so simple a child could do it. But you do need to understand how it works in order to be able to utilize it. And really, for with my energy hat on, what you put out is what you get back. So, for example, you know how some days you get up and everything just feels gloomy and somebody cuts you up in the car and they close the till before you get there. And other days you just wake up just feeling full of the joys of spring and somebody waves you through in the car and then somebody else at the supermarket says, oh, I'll open up a till for you. You know, same day, different experience, and we can play with this stuff. So that's what I'm all about, really.
Yeah. But is it the case that the day you wake up and you're full of beans and you go into the supermarket and they close the till in front of you, your mindset is I don't care because you're full of beans?
Yeah, but it probably wouldn't happen anyway. You know, things happen more gracefully when you're in that when you're operating at a different vibration. But that's not what I'm not talking about vibrations in the workshop. It's much simpler than that. But you know, it's all the same thing.
So
really,
it's not really about your sort of train of thought, your attitude on that day.
It goes beyond that. It's really to do with understanding how powerful your thoughts can be. You know, we are all manifesting the whole time anyway. Most people don't realize they are, but you know, if they are in a job that they don't like and that brings them down, it's probably quite likely that their thought patterns will have a slight slant to them that will encourage that to continue. Whereas actually, if you just change the way you think, the way you use words, it's really, really simple.
So it's a bit like, I mean, every time I go to a car park, I see a parking space and I do get one.
Yes,
generally.
Absolutely.
Because I can see that space.
Yeah.
I do believe in energy, yeah, and I do believe in the fact that we create our own energy because good things happen.
They do.
But a lot of people don't know how to keep that going, do they? But you'll help them.
This is exactly that. It's that help to go and just know that parking space will be there. Mm. Yeah. Whether you see it or whether you have that internal knowing or...
What's the date again?
It's the 16th of June.
Is it before? Yeah, the Saturday lottery. Yes. I know, that's been greedy.
So this is... it is a big attitude thing, isn't it? It's not glass half full or empty. It's refillable, isn't it? It's
totally. There's no... you know, happiness doesn't disperse... it just increases, doesn't it? It's like, and gratitude is very much involved with this whole technique as well. So, you know, it's all to do with positive stuff, but easily accessible by absolutely everybody. And you know, it just can be a very wonderful thing to experience it. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun as well.
Contagious. I think that... Good feelings are contagious, aren't
yes.
they? Sad
yeah.
feelings are contagious. So
totally. And actually,
yeah,
in our
yeah,
society,
really interested.
There's a lot of, you know, group dynamics are bonded together by everybody being gloomy and negative. But actually, I don't subscribe to that. I'm completely the opposite of that. And so, yeah. But you're completely right. Mm. It is very contagious. And when one person sees one person doing it, you know, somebody else using it successfully, then, you know, it will spread. And that's wonderful because it's, you know, really this is a gift of nature. It's a universal, you know, when we hold a glass, and drop it, it will drop to the floor. We know that, don't we? It's a universal law of nature. You don't say, I'm really good at gravity, do you?
Oh, I think I will now, from now on, every time I drop a glass. I'm going to think of you.
Yeah,
if anything, I'm really good at gravity.
It's the same thing. There's nothing more complicated about it. with what I'm teaching, it's the same thing. Mm. It's one of these fundamental laws, but most people don't know how to use it. So I'm just trying to open it up so that more people have access to it.
So you've read a book and you're going to do a course coming up soon.
Yeah, it's just a little morning workshop. It'll be, you know, two or three hours. It's being held in Godalming on Saturday, the 16th of June. And, you know, people can get tickets through my website, which is amandaweller.com. From the events page, yes.
What sort of things will they be doing in the workshop then? Or not giving anything away, obviously. But
obviously.
Just to give people an idea, yes.
No, well, so I will explain how it all works in a very... So everybody will understand how this works. And everybody will have, by the end of it, a working framework. So they totally understand how to do it themselves. They will have already started working with one or two aspects that they want to improve in their life, and they will totally have the tools to use it for anything at any point. It's a life skill, and they will have that forever.
Have you taught your family?
No, haven't. So far, I've taught it to one person who can't make the workshop, very happily. So, yes. And actually in Greece, I'm going to be teaching it to all the lovely people who are also out looking at this potential retreat, which I'm going to have a look on.
Oh, that's going to be really tough.
I know, but somebody's got to, haven't
they? Do you need a couple of people to go along?
Yeah, I could do with some sun. So what are you doing in Greece? Is it to do with the manifesting, or are you there for something else?
I am there for something else, actually. There's a retreat that... we're all looking at with a potential to using it as a retreat. This is a story for another time.
Yeah.
But I will be working with everybody there with this manifesting technique, and also integrating it with my sessions just to help everything go even more smoothly. Yeah. So it's going to be fun.
I could do with it. If I'm free on that day, I would like to bring my daughter because she's trying to be a successful singer, songwriter. So that would be good, wouldn't it? She could manifest herself into...
Totally. Yeah. Yeah.
Into the charts. They don't have that anymore.
Yep. Yep.
So the person that you've taught already, how... are they doing he, she?
She, I only did it about 10 days ago, but she really enjoyed it. She got it and she's gone off to work with it. So I'm waiting the report back. But I know that things will shift for her.
Yeah. But you have other fantastic results from other things that you do, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yes. So with my well-being work, yes, totally. That's fun.
Life-changing.
Yes, can be. Yeah, absolutely.
So will you be bringing some of those techniques into your other sort of therapies that you do, or, is it not really?
It's very interesting. I have yet to see how it's all going to unfold because there's so much going on at the moment as a result of all of this. So there is this happiness project that I'm working with. Again, I'm just trialing that actually at the moment. So but I have a feeling the manifesting and the happiness might knit together quite well. But I'm not quite sure yet. It's early days. But
it sounds like it could. It sounds like a perfect partnership, actually.
So we shall see.
So this is going to be over in Godalming on the 16th in the morning. So how many people can you have on the course,
I am manifesting a minimum of 30. Yep. So limited tickets, not that many more people will be able to fit into the room. So actually, you know, it is,
there's a sense of urgency if you need tickets, urgency.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that anybody listening to this, I'm sure plenty of people think, I could do the dose of that. We've all got something in our lives you think, I could really do with a bit of a...
Absolutely, a boost or a change or an improvement or clarity or whatever it happens to be. Yep.
Positive thinking.
And it's just such a lovely, easy technique that'll only, you know, it takes maybe a minute a day. You know, you don't have to stress about it. It's not an extra thing to, you know, load on top of yourself as a thing you've got to do. It's something you want to do because it'll be easy and quick to do and potentially very powerful. Yeah.
So did you just come across this book by sort of chance then?
Oh, that's a good question. I think I saw it online. I think it just, I follow all sorts of different people on my feeds, and I think it dropped in when it needed to.
Perfect timing.
Yeah.
Wow. I know, it sounds really interesting,
it
doesn't
it? It does, actually, yeah.
I do. I mean, I find this fascinating, and I was looking at your website, and some of the results that you have from, you know, from how you treat people in various different ways, it's incredible. You've had some people who have had serious operations, haven't you? And you, yes, and
yes.
Young children who have had psychological problems.
So, I mean, unfortunately, nowadays, it's not unusual for me to work with children with anxiety or depression or teenagers. But, you know, our system is always trying to get into the best state that it can, be it physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, energetically, the whole lot. And, in fact, everything's linked anyway. So even if somebody comes for one particular thing, often there are other things that are involved. And it's just, you know, allowing... I think sometimes we get in a bit of a loop, and I see myself as the nudge, really, just to help them to feel easier if, for whatever reason they came to me, you know. And it... yeah, it can be very powerful. So you may have read the sounds like you've read the testimonial from the young woman who had her jaw broken. I don't know whether you saw that. I mean, intentionally, she had a jaw that was not sitting properly, so for medical reasons she had to have it reset, and they had to break it in four places.
Oh, but she
didn't bruise afterwards, so she had a session with me before, and you can have a session before operations, and it does seem to to help the healing afterwards. You know, wonderful. Why not use that, you know?
That's amazing.
I know, extraordinary. Really extraordinary.
Yeah.
I mean,
For those listeners who haven't heard of you before, obviously it was quite a while since you first came on and talked about quantum being.
Yeah.
Just a sort of quick outline what you do apart from manifesting.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so mainly my job is working with our natural instinct to heal, and I use energy medicine. I initially trained as a reflexologist. I use a bit of reflexology now, but not that much. I mainly use a combination of two different systems. One is body talk and the other is quantum touch, and they merge. So if somebody comes for a session with me, it won't be one or the other. It'll just be whatever happens to pop up, and I just go with the flow. And so really it's this energy side, and I work either in person with people or remotely as well. So I should think about half my practice is remote, and in remote sessions I work either over Skype or the phone, or I can just tune into the person, do the session, and then I record the session in an audio on an audio app, and then I email it over to them so they can listen to it when they want to just carry on with their life while I'm actually doing the session. So it just, you know, there are options there for anybody, really. Yeah.
Okay, and typically how many sessions do people have?
That depends very much on the person. It's very hard to quantify. Some people have a few sessions and everything resolves. Other people need a few more. And sometimes people, when they realize it helps, they feel better, but they continue to use me as a kind of MOT every few months. Sometimes people go away because they feel better and then they come back because something else happens, you know. So it's very mixed. It just depends on the individual.
So when somebody, when you're treating somebody, obviously it's a bespoke service, isn't it? You don't have a set idea of how you're going to treat them.
No.
You see them and then the treatment just kind of
evolves. As it needs to, yes. And in fact, the way that I work, I can't sort of set a, I can't get involved in the session, actually. Once it runs, it just flows as it needs to and is appropriate for that person at that particular time.
Fascinating.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah, it really is.
I wish we
really
had another slot to carry on talking because I know it's always interesting talking to you, Amanda, and what you do and how you sort of achieve such great results. So we've talked about the event. We're going to have to wrap things up now. So if people want to get in touch with you or book the event or just find out more about what you do apart from the manifesting, what's the best way?
Well, my website's got everything on it. So that's Amanda Weller, WELLER.com.
Perfect. Thank you very much. The very best of luck with the event. And we would like to have you back again for a fourth visit, I think it will be then, won't it? to hear how things are going with that. I'd like to hear, you know, if you have won the lottery. And
that's fantastic. I'll happily come back. Thank you.
That's all about it. So thank you. Thank you, Amanda. That was Amanda Weller of AmandaWeller.com. And I'd very much like to thank all of our guests today on Just Women. That's Beth Capozzi, Jackie Denyer and Amanda Weller. And also a very big thanks to my co-presenter, Mandy Dynley. Also, thank you to Graham, who's produced the show this evening, and Dave Gemitus, who works behind the scenes as well.
Thanks, Anne. And as always, if you know of someone local who you think would make a great guest on our show, please get in touch with us by emailing justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk with their contact details and a little bit of information about what makes them so interesting. We'll follow that up and hopefully we will get them on the show.
Yeah, that would be brilliant. And you can find details of our previous and future guests on our website, which is brooklandsradio.co.uk/justwomen. And you can also find us on Facebook under Just Women at Brooklands Radio. So thank you for listening and join us again next week for Just Women. That's live at 1 o'clock on Tuesday and repeated at 8 o'clock on Thursday. So it's goodbye from me, Anne Twist.
And it's goodbye from me, Mandy Dineley. See you next time.
See you next time.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.